This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the business of media. Post writers and actors strikes, Paramount, which is a movie studio, a streaming video service, the CBS network, and all sorts of channels from Showtime to Comedy Central, released quarterly results over the last week, and it'll continue some practices it adopted during the strikes in order to cut costs and boost profits. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on how this goes well beyond Paramount.
The first season of the AMC show Breaking Bad has become part of the prestige TV canon. But when it wrapped up after just 7 hour-long episodes in the spring of 2008 with a dramatic killing, it wasn't exactly a cliffhanger.
Okay, Heisenberg! Next week.
There wasn't a next week. The show's writers had been planning 2 more episodes that never got made because of the Writers Guild strike back then. But the shorty season had an upside, says Michael Pachter, a media analyst at Wedbush Securities.
Fewer episodes actually was a good economic decision.
It was cheaper, and splitting up high-profile shows into 2 mini-seasons helped spread out advertising. That airtime that used to be taken up by more expensive scripted programming would increasingly be filled with something else.
Reality TV, as you know, is cheap. It's so cheap to produce.
Shorter seasons and the rise of reality TV were already happening, but the 2008 writers' strike supercharged these trends. And something similar is likely happening now, says Ken Leon, an analyst at CFRA Research.
The strike gave the industry a moment, and the moment was maybe 4 or 5 months, to really think of, you know, coming out of it, where do we want to go from here?
He says the studios can't keep shoveling money at big, expensive original series, and their strategy during the strikes could show a way forward.
You know, it's great to have Yellowstone, but you don't need 20 of those.
Instead, they're likely to go bigger into live sporting events, says Charles Schrager, a marketing professor at NYU and former executive at HBO.
Even sports that we thought of as being secondary will suddenly be on television because they can attract an audience right then and there.
He says along with reality programming, networks are likely to look abroad for cheaper productions like NCIS Sydney.
You'll start to see programming in the United States, dramatic programming, where the actors have an accent.
He says he wouldn't be surprised to see even more non-English language shows on live TV, given the success of Korean series like Squid Game on Netflix. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.